Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will. But it does mean that as long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed.
I have failed far more times than I've succeeded. Far more. You will never succeed more than you fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
People don't see that. People will never understand that. To be success, you know, all they think about, well, he batted 202, you know, and he struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there, and the learning curve and the passion was there that has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
The ratio of failure to success is very high, and you have to do a lot of things before something goes viral and bears fruit. But that doesn't mean that all those other attempts that didn't magically catch fire were failures. It just means that you have to do a lot of things before any one thing really catches on. And so if you think that you can be successful without failure, you don't know anything about how to be successful. So that's just a foolish criticism.
So when you fail, it's a part of the process. Keep going. You're supposed to fail. Shit, who you know that gets it right all the time? That's impossible. You have to fail. Matter of fact, when you fail, be glad about it. Every time you fail, you're one step closer. So every time you fail, say, whew, got that out the way. Go to the next one. Fail again, okay, I got two out the way. What's going to happen is if you just keep swinging, you're going to get a hit.
Your mistakes are not final. Your failure is not final. Rejoice not over me, O my enemies. For when I fall, I will rise again. When I sit in darkness, the light will come.
The reason why some people give up in life because they may have had an opportunity, but they failed. And they think that opportunity will never come back. But the same formula that got you your first opportunity will get you your second. But this time you'll execute. This time you'll be mentally ready. This time you'll remember how you failed. And every time that I step out, that I get up in the morning, the scream to the sun rise so I can go chase my dream. Every day I wake up, I'm thankful because I know that nobody could have saved my life but me.
Failure is part of life. I mean, the difference for me, though, is I look at failure as a stepping stone to success. It's a speed bump. I know I'm going to fail, but it's not failure if you learn something. And so, gosh, I've made so many mistakes. I've screwed so many things up, but every time I do, it just becomes, it becomes a way for me to explain to someone else what it takes. You know, it's like, here's what I've done. I think I have the ability to influence people because I talk about my failures. I talk about all the things that mess me up, but I show people that everyone will stop me and you don't let it stop you.
People do not care about whether or not they succeed. They care about whether or not they fail. And so that's another thing, is that if you're marketing something and you can say, this will stop you from being identified as a failure, then people might be happy about that. But if you say, this will really help you succeed, it's like, yeah, yeah, no, I don't want to succeed. I just don't want to fail. I don't want to succeed. I just want to be invisible and be left alone.
The moment that you start something, you will start, paths will start to clear out. And you might not know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but I promise you, if you pick that thing that you love, I'm talking about you really love, I'm talking about that thing that you will do for free. If you pick that every day, if you choose that every day consistently, it's inevitable for you not to be successful. And those kids got to understand, you got to stay true to yourself. You got to have the ability to think for yourself and know that sometimes you're going to have to be a man before you become one, but you're ready for it.
You might have made a mistake, but you're not one. You might have failed, but you're not a failure. You might be down, but down is not your destiny. There is a resurrection coming to your dream, to your life, to your call, to your purpose.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.